Well, it's hard to believe that this is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. And what better way to celebrate than with a puppet show? Joining me in the studio is Terrence Burke of Walt Munkett Puppets. And joining him is one of his special characters, Gweezel. Welcome, gentlemen.
Well, hello. Hello there.
This is a space-themed show that you're doing. It's called Space is the Place. Give us a little bit of the background on this story.
Well, when I learned that the library's theme for the summer is space and exploration and the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, I thought, what better way to try to fit in my interest with science fiction and outer space and bring some friendly aliens to convey, you know, kids that space is big, it's really big, and to show them through the art of puppetry that we can have some fun and learn a little bit about science, too.
And there are two stories involved in this show. And Gweezel, tell me a little bit about your story.
Well, I am meeting a Sasquatch, and we bump into each other more or less on the moon. And then I'm working on a DJ dance set that we're going to have the kids up and bopping. I'm thinking the Martian bop.
And it's kind of funny that you ran into him on the moon, because very few people down here run into him on Earth.
True. He's a new character that we're bringing out, and he's actually the third in our aliens that have entered the cast over the years. You might have met my sister, Gweezel, and she is on the second story in the show, and that is called Super Space Princess and the Pirates from Zwonk.
Wow. Well, now, what's that one about?
Well, Super Space Princess is a story of Gweezel and how she discovers her superpowers and she stops these nasty space pirates from invading her Uncle Gwazel's kingdom by finding that she has these superpowers.
Now, of course, obviously, the main impetus is the moon landing anniversary. But how long have you been wanting to do a full-out alien show?
Probably for a long time. I've had a love of space and science fiction probably as long as I've interested in puppetry, and that's been decades. So working it all together has really been a charm. Presently, I'm working on the sound effects with synthesizers, and it's really anything goes because, you know, we're making up these sounds, and it's been quite a lot of fun, especially that dance beat.
And blastoff for this show is June the 6th with your first public library performance at the Mount Washington branch. What are some of the other dates that we can look forward to?
Let's see. In Cincinnati, we'll be at the Clifton branch on June 22nd. And following the very afternoon, June 22nd, at the Cold Spring branch of the Campbell County Public Library. And then over in Hyde Park on the 25th. And let's see, on the 17th of July at the College Hill branch of the Cincinnati Public Library.
And, of course, there are many other dates.
Yes, we're all over the midpoint system. I think we're hitting every single branch.
In addition to the library shows, you're going to be appearing at summer camps and summer school programs for preschoolers and nursery schoolers, and you're also going to be doing a workshop.
Yes, I have partnered with Wordplay on Northside. I've been teaching some puppetry workshops there over the past year, and I'm happy to be teaching a week-long workshop for children interested in puppetry. So we'll be writing short skits and plays to put on a 10-minute presentation at the end of the week. And this has been something new, but quite fulfilling. These kids have really been great, and it's been a joy to work with children in puppetry on that one-on-one. We're building it, we're writing the stories, and then performing them.
And the workshops are open to the public.
They are. They would have to register through Wordplay.
Of course, you're always very busy, Terrence. You've got how many shows now?
7 that we tour with.
And during the course of the school year, how many schools do you think you visit?
Oh, my. I'll just say dozens.
But, of course, summer tends to get really busy because I know you're an extremely popular attraction at the library during the summer times.
Oh, yes. Library, we're all over Ohio, all the way to, almost into Tennessee this summer. So we're all over Ohio, Kentucky, and bits of Indiana. Oh, yes. Can't forget Indiana.
Now, Gweezel, you mentioned that you're going to have a dance party with the kids.
Yes, it's something that Mr. Burke here has been composing, we shall say, and he's been using synthesizers to get the beat and get them to stretch their legs in the middle of the show.
So if kids want to get involved with it, they just hop up and dance with you, right?
Mm-hmm. We encourage that. Movement is great.
And what sorts of things do you cover in your puppet building workshops?
Basically, if generally for children, and we cover the lip sync and how to get your mouth in sync with your hand, because I work with hand puppets, and then simple construction with that, depending on the child's age. With this, we work with little pre-made mittens that they could then decorate, and those have been very effective. Kids have had a lot of fun. It's basically a blank slate of a muslin mitten that they can decorate and make into a puppet, and then we work with a little bit to make a story. Again, again, depending on their age group, with the younger children just simply saying their name and the character and giving a little presentation, with the older children try to get out a more defined performance or a story. So it really depends on their age, but so far it's been quite great.
And what age range do you usually teach?
The kids so far have been around from 5 to 10 or so.
Looking ahead, what are the things you want to do with Wump Muppet Puppets?
Oh, goodness. Weekly television show would be wonderful. To bring the joy of puppetry to as many people as I possibly can, that's the ultimate goal. I have been recently auditioned and successfully brought on to the Cincinnati Arts Association, and we will be bringing our Be Happy show to schools through the 2019-2020 season. So I'm very pleased with that, because that's giving a new life for a show that's, goodness, about 3 years old now, but has been very well received by both parents and educators, and especially children, that has the STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, as well as the environmental message, which was really important to me. The opening act of that show is about ecology and not littering. And I feel with the age group, playing kindergartners to third, fourth grade, it's very important for children to learn. And learning it from a puppet in a very joyful, silly manner is much easier than someone just saying to them, don't litter. But when you hear a puppet, please do not litter, it's much easier for them to understand and appreciate.
Now, for that particular show, people would want to contact the Cincinnati Arts Association for bookings. Very good. Well, sounds like lots of stuff going on for you, keeping you busy, Terrence.
We're over the moon with this.
Now, Gweezil, you're one of the newer puppets.
I am.
Do you see any new puppets behind you coming up? Any new builds or any new friends?
Funny you should ask. I've looked into Mr. Burke's sketchbook, and there is a purple cyclops.
Oh, my.
Inspired by the one that is seen right here on Central Parkway, just down the street from the radio station.
There you go. Well, I look forward to finding out who this is and what he's or she is going to be doing.
Hopefully they will get him into the Halloween show.
Ooh, that would be a great one to see. Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guests, Terrence Burke of Wump Muppet Puppets and Gweezil from the Moon. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
For more information on Wump Muppet Puppets, their summer programs, and other offerings, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.